Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Talking about the fight of faith. Let me give you some definitions of the word fight first, because we got some fighters in here. Amen. Amen. We got some fighters, and I mean in a good way. Amen. That are not going to take no for an answer, that will not take any spiritual prisoners. Amen. Amen. The word fight, this is Merriam-Webster. It means to contend in battle or physical combat. This is the verb, fight. To strive to overcome a person by blows or weapons. To engage in boxing, to put forth a determined effort. To contend against in or as if in battle or physical combat. You might not be able to write all this down. To box against in the ring, to box against. To attempt to prevent the success or effectiveness of. To oppose the passage or development of. It also means to struggle, to endure, or surmount. To gain by struggle. To cause to struggle or contend. That's the word fight as a verb. Here's the word fight, and you'll find even more if you look these words up in a simple dictionary. Here's the word fight as a noun. A violent physical struggle between two opponents. A hostile encounter, battle, combat. A struggle for a goal or an objective. Synonyms to the word fight are battle, clash, combat, conflict, contest, dust up, fracas, fray, hassle, scrape, scuffle, skirmish, struggle, tussle. You can find more. And the antonyms are non-aggression and pacifism. Pacifism. Don't get your meekness mixed up with passivity. Don't get humility mixed up with stupidity. Amen. There are battles to be fought, and there are some strivings to be avoided. This is why we need wisdom from God. Now in Jude chapter 1, if you have your Bible, it's only one chapter in Jude. So Jude 1 verse 3-5. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. What an indictment to us. What did he just say in that last verse? God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt. But in the process of them entering into their promise, there were many that did not believe and they were destroyed. So Jude is telling us to earnestly contend for the faith that's been delivered to us. Don't ever put the car on cruise control or in park. Tell somebody, keep contending. We are those that live by faith. We are those that walk by faith and not by sight. Anything that is not of faith, the Word of God says, is sin. And when we talk about sin there, it means you miss the mark. Anytime you're not walking by faith, anytime you're not exercising faith, anytime you're not having faith in the faithful one, you are missing the mark. Anytime you are governed by your feelings, anytime you are governed by only what you see, you are missing the mark. The message we had Wednesday night was at faith value. You got to see things at faith value. We must look deeper. Amen. Behold, we must gaze longer. We aren't those that have eyes but don't see. There are many that have sight but they don't see. We are those by the Spirit of God, we see. Amen. Father, give us sight. Amen. So Jude says we are to earnestly contend for the faith that's been delivered to us. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. Paul, writing to the Philippian church, he says in verse 27, only let your conversation, your life, is not just merely words, but your life, be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. He goes on to say, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. So Paul says here that we are, whether he comes and sees us or is absent, that when he hears of our affairs, he hears that we are standing steadfast in one spirit and in one mind. We're not wavering. We are yet contending for the faith that has been delivered unto us. I have a question, and this is not a criticism, but how many have left their first love? God spoke some things to you, showed some things to you, but over time, the enemy has wrestled them away from you. You stop contending. Somebody say amen. Amen. You've kind of let it go. It doesn't mean all that to you now. It don't take all that now. How many are there? The Bible says a man having put his hand to the gospel plow and looking back isn't fit for the kingdom of God. And you know what? If somebody puts their hand to the plow and they're looking back, the rows that they are furrowing will be all crooked. Amen. Amen. All twisted, all messed up. God says, a man having put his hand in the plow and looking back ain't fit. Is not fit for the kingdom. Tell somebody right now, contend. You better stop rolling over and playing dead. Oh, the devil bothered me. You better start contending. Oh, y'all don't know what I'm going to do. Start contending. Release your faith. Exercise your faith. Do something. Sow a seed of faith. Do something. Activate your faith. Jude said you must contend. Don't just put up with what the devil is putting before you. You know it's not in alignment with God's will for your life. You know it's not God's best for your life. You know it's not the will of God for your life. Stop just receiving it. No, tell somebody, contend. Say something. Do something. Oh, y'all got weak with that. Say something. Speak out about it. Do something. I ain't partaking of that. Somebody say the devil is a lie. He's trying to put on you a spirit of lack. Tell the devil you a liar. My God shall supply my every need according to his riches and glory. Not according to my bank account. Not according to my paycheck. But according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He is more than enough. Amen. He supplies. But there's got to be a demand made on faith. God said, command of me. It's not that we control God, but he said, place a demand on your faith. And watch while I work, because I work through faith. We sometimes we cry, but it's not tears that are moving God. He's sympathetic. He's merciful. Yes, he feels. But what moves God is when you rise up in faith. Weeping may endure for the night. Amen. But it's your faith that moves heaven. So tell somebody, stand fast in one spirit, in one mind. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. This charge I commit unto you, resurrection life. I know what the Bible says. He wasn't talking to us, he was talking to Timothy. Well, I'm talking to y'all. Amen. Amen. This charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on you, that you by them might war a good warfare. Amen. Elder, I'm dropping the mic right now. We war a good warfare based upon the prophecies. Stuff that's been spoken over your life, spoken into your life. God spoke to you through his word. You know it's in your heart. How do we wage a good war? Based upon those prophetic words. That's how you wage a good warfare. Hold fast to that prophetic word. Don't let anybody take it from you. Don't let anybody deny you of it. Don't let anybody turn you from it. No, God said this. If I had to wait all the days of my appointed time, I will wait till my change comes. God said it, I believe it. That settles it. Amen. Timothy, war a good warfare. What's the foundation? The prophecies. Some of y'all got Rolls Royce prophecies spoke over your life. You riding around in a Cooper. I don't mean that physically. I mean that spiritually.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.